Would Sian Reid from Cambridge please stand by? I now call Councillor Ben Johnson from Southwark and Old Bermondsey to speak for the motion.
Thank you. I can say I'm in good company. This is also my first time speaking at conference. I want to speak in support of the motion and supporting Amendment 1. We must build new homes, and they must be affordable, but they must be truly affordable. Affordable homes can include part-by-part rent, affordable rent and social rent at council rents. All of these are valuable. In Bermondsey, where I'm a councillor, elected just a few months ago, the average house price is now over £650,000. So a 10% deposit on that, you need to save 65 grand. So we need part-by-part rent for first-time buyers on modest incomes. The lack of housing puts huge pressure on the private rental market. So in London Bridge, where I represent, it can cost over £760 a week. That's the average rental price. So affordable rent, which is often set at 80% of market rent, is not affordable in parts of central London. I read with horror yesterday that Boris Johnson, no relation, the Mayor of London, is approving affordable rent in London at £2,800 a month. So I have a message for the Mayor. £2,800 a month might be affordable for you, but it's not affordable for the vast majority of Londoners. So I support the motion and I support the amendment, but the new housing must be truly affordable. In Bermondsey, there are lots of new housing developments, which I support. Southwark Council, which is now Labour-run, has a policy of 35% affordable homes in every development, which I support. But this rule is frequently broken. Developers hide behind a viability assessment. The council gets a cheque, and instead of building homes in the development, they build the homes elsewhere, or they don't build the council homes at all. This is leading to a segregated borough where those on low incomes cannot afford to live in the north of Southwark, and where people on low incomes cannot afford to live in central London at all. I want to live in a mixed community, not a segregated city. So yes, we need more homes. Yes, we need more affordable homes, but they have to be truly affordable. And there's a clear role for all of us in local government to insist that we get real affordability. And only then can we solve the housing crisis for London and for the rest of the UK. Thank you.